Video: Girls' bracelet drive raises over $20,000 to help Minneapolis rebuild after riots. By Amy Furr on June 5, 2020. A little girl in Minneapolis, Minnesota, is using her artistic abilities to help people affected by the destructive riots following the death of George Floyd. While 9-year-old Cameron Johnson enjoyed making colorful beaded bracelets with her friends recently, she came up with a plan to sell them to help people in need, according to WCCO. "And then I told my mom my idea and she said that we should give the money to the people in Minneapolis, and I said that that would be a great idea," she recalled. Much like a lemonade stand, Cameron and her friends set up a table in her front yard so people could come by and purchase their creations to support those trying to rebuild their community in the aftermath of Floyd's death. "For a 9-year-old to do this, you know anybody can," said her dad, Ron Johnson, a former Gopher football standout who spread the word by making an announcement on sports talk radio station KFAN. "She has blisters on her fingers now. You know, she's been working hard for 4 days. She's been working harder than I have. I've just had to tweet and get on the radio," he explained. On the first day, Cameron and her friends made a whopping $800. Next day, and this cash, she made another $400, then $500, Johnson noted. Thanks to additional help from donors, the compassionate little girl and her friends raised more than $20,000 to go toward buying supplies for the community members and Grace Church. Although Cameron's parents have not shown her the video of Floyd's death, Johnson and his family prayed about it and told their children it was not a good situation. "But what can you do to make it better? It's not sit around and wonder and worry. It's, you know what, let's make a change," he stated. Those who want to be part of Cameron's efforts can direct donations to Johnson on the Venmo app at RonJohnJR3 and label their contribution Restore Minneapolis or Bracelet, according to WCCO.